This is a Radio Rotest commentary on autonomous vehicles. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com. You've likely heard as have I about autonomous cars. I've seen them up close and personal at the shows, and I can tell you they are a ways away from your nearest dealer. How far away? Well, that depends on what you think an autonomous car is. If you mean the self-driving kind, keep waiting. That's a work in progress. They look a bit like the Robinson's vehicle on Lost in Space and have almost as many antennas and sensors outside. Now, if you mean the kind of cars that help you drive better and perhaps safer, some of that technology is on sale today. One simple and probably the best known example of that is the adaptive cruise control. That system uses sensors and connection to your fuel management system to adjust your following distance and cruise to maintain a safe distance between your vehicle and the vehicle in front of you. The best systems allow you, the driver, to adjust that distance. Some systems allow you to choose between traditional cruise and adaptive cruise, but none of these systems are a substitute for good judgment by the driver. If you follow our Twitter feed, MSRPK_com, and like our Facebook page, Radio Road Test, all one word, you'll get a glimpse of the cars and trucks we drive each week and glimpses of the technology that makes them go. This is Radio Road Test, a broadcast service of MSRPK.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-850-4516. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-850-4516. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-850-4516.
When you're facing collection charges from the IRS, don't try to fight them alone. Be careful, you could end up paying more than you actually owe. Our tax attorneys, CPA, and professionals can be on your side to protect you from paying too much. Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. So call for free information now. 800-481-3106. 800-481-3106. That's 800-481-3106.
Back to talking about autonomous cars. How about self-braking vehicles? Well, that technology is already here, and like adaptive cruise, uses sensors and an interconnection of vehicle control systems to apply the brakes when the distance between an obstacle in front or in back is unsafe. Again, not a substitute for your good judgment. We see a trend here. Well, the so-called self-driving systems are more like autopilot systems on airplanes, where pilots are able to automate tasks, but still jump back into control if the system fails or situations make it necessary. This is Radio Road Test from MSRPK.com. A completely self-driving, self-starting, and self-guiding car is not something most car or truck people would be comfortable with, given that no mechanical or electronic device is completely fail-safe. But if the degree of reliability goes above 99.9999%, and if the mean time between failure is measured in millions of hours, that level of risk would seem to be acceptable. Government regulation, risk of lawsuits, and most importantly, sales and demand will drive that introduction, and we will continue to monitor those systems in our future tests. That's our Radio Road Test commentary on autonomous cars. Copyright 2016, PK Communications Company, all rights reserved. I'm Paul Kaminsky, MSRPK.com.